Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. The missing Amro man and his sister, who were the subjects of a statewide silver alert, were found safe Wednesday morning after driving hours from home. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office posted an update on the cancellation of the alert at 7:45 a.m. 80-year-old John Beyer left his home in Amro about 1 p.m. Tuesday with his sister Donna Beyer. Both have dementia. Their vehicle was spotted in front of the Capitol in Madison at about 8 o'clock Tuesday night and going south on Highway 14 in Rock County, south of Madison around 10 p.m. They have no family ties to the Madison area. No information was given on where they were located. Charges have been brought against the 64-year-old Nasita man who led police on several pursuits in Ripon Saturday night. A criminal complaint was signed Wednesday charging Timothy Setzer with fleeing an officer, OWI third offense, carrying a concealed knife, resisting an officer, and operating while revoked. According to Ripon Police, a police sergeant was on patrol on West Fond du Lac Street when an eastbound motorcycle crossed over the center line toward the sergeant's squad car. That kicked off several different pursuits, during one of which Setzer allegedly was clocked on radar going 92 miles an hour in a 25-mile-an-hour zone. The pursuits ended when he crashed into a curb on Matoman Street. An officer arrested him while he was trying to stand the motorcycle back up. According to the criminal complaint, Setzer told officers he just had a fight with his girlfriend and she asked him to leave. He only admitted to police having one beer, but according to the complaint, smelled of intoxicants and failed several field sobriety tests. A breath test put his blood alcohol level at more than the legal limit for intoxication. Ripon City Administrator Adam Sontag said the Selfridge Park Improvement Project is a perfect example of what can be accomplished with the proper planning. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
He says the park was one of those identified as needing improvements when the city was putting together a strategic plan for its parks.
While we have very nice green spaces, a lot of the parks lacked amenities and qualities that make them truly attractive and or more usable or accessible by the entire public.
A ribbon cutting was held at Selfridge Park last Friday. Among those attending were members of the Common Council, Parks and Recreation Committee, Mayor Ted Brandt, city officials, and members of the Boys and Girls Club. A grand opening is planned for the park in August once handicap-accessible fishing piers and a kayak launch are installed. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The state's Department of Transportation reminds drivers to prepare for busy roads and celebrate safe driving habits during the 4th of July holiday weekend. According to the AAA, more than 1.4 million Wisconsinites will be driving to their destinations this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected from 2 until 6 today, between noon and 7 p.m. Friday, and noon until 6 on Sunday. In Waupaca County, U.S. Highway 45 is closed between Givens Road and Church Road in New London, and U.S. Highway 10 is open to one lane each way between the Portage County line and State Highway 22 near Waupaca. U.S. Highway 45 is also restricted to a single lane in each direction between Waupaca County Highway C and Galnau Road in Marion. In Winnebago County, State Highway 21 is closed to through traffic between Amro and Oshkosh. There are detours for those roads that are closed. You can also visit 511wy.gov, call 511, or download the free 511 Wisconsin app to get more information on road conditions. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.